is being recorded and will be available for your playback on moresuccessteam.com. But before we begin our call, I want to remind everyone about the recruiting webinar we'll be doing this Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
In-house some of the accounts that he had built over the years. We've kind of all heard stories about that kind of thing, but it actually happened to him. So he took his part-time business and made it his full-time focus. And now he's made executive director 3 consecutive months here. He's made it 4 out of the last 6, 3 consecutive months here. He's more than replaced his income and is building a team. And the cool thing is he's fuel training those people as he comes along. We've been up a couple times to work with him. He's building a team and doing it right. Mr. Michael Rawlings, congratulations again on ED. Are you there?
Yes, I am, David. Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Just wanted to let you know that people are getting excited out here just for the fact that from what Mr. Hoffman said earlier, people are getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we're just going out there visiting with people who are looking to make a few extra $100 a week, a few extra $1,000 a month, and some people that are looking to get their lives back and get their time back. What's different that we're actually doing now is working the business like a business instead of like a hobby. When you work it like a business, it pays you like a business. I have been field training a lot of my people going out. That's what I'm most excited about right now. I've had more people here recently work, want to learn, want to get out and learn the business, want to get out and make the extra $500 a week or the extra $500 a day. It's getting me excited. I'm getting out here, getting a chance to train the new people, teaching them what I have learned in past years of being in sales for over 36 years of my living life, and putting everything I've learned in those 36 years into prepaid legal and working it like a business. But I could not do what I've done without the people that I have working for me. I have some awesome right-hand people that help keep me motivated, help keep me believing that in the faith and that the direction that we're heading and the way things are happening. And one of the things that, you know, we do with our new people is when we're going out here working, and I let a lot of my people know that when we go out to an appointment, all an appointment is just an opportunity basically to get away from the house to actually head to a place to go to. And if you get to your appointment and your appointment is not there, you have your next-door neighbors there. You have the people across the street. And by working the business that way, you're actually in the game, just like as Ms. Tracy Cooksey mentioned earlier, you have to be in the game. If you're out there having fun, enjoying being with people, making money with people, that's the excitement that we're getting involved in now, and that's what's helped building the business. And like I said, with the right-hand people that I have right now, I would not even be in this business today if it had not been for David and Gene Peterman. So I appreciate the faith that they've had in me. They've told me this for years, and I just put it to work. I don't feel like I'm doing anything different than I was years ago. It's just that people are starting to see our music and wanting to be part of our music. They want to be part of our organization. They want to have the chance to go out and make $1,000 in a day or $1,000 in a week. And I'm excited to have that opportunity to go out and have the vehicle to go out and show people how this business can change anybody and everybody's lives, for ourselves, for our children, for our future grandchildren. And I'm just excited to be here, and I really appreciate you guys having me on the call. Ken Moore, thank you so much. And I really enjoy getting a phone call from Mr. Ken Moore on a Sunday afternoon. I know Ken Moore's got better things to do than to call his associates, but when I get a call from Mr. Ken Moore on a Sunday afternoon that just brightens my day, it's priceless. So as long as I keep being executive director every month, I expect to keep getting those calls every month and keep me excited, and that way I can share my enthusiasms with my team and learn from my team and keep building and just keep doing awesome. But thank you.
Mike?
Yes.
I want to tell you something. Your enthusiasm is contagious. That's what's wrong with your That's what's right with your team is your enthusiasm. Remember, once you know that product, everything else is 85% enthusiasm. You certainly have it. We certainly appreciate you being on the team. You're doing a tremendously good job. But I've got a prediction for you, my friend. You're just started. You're just on your way. It won't be no time till you'll be not only executive director, but you'll be bronze and silver, and David will have to be watching. You'll be up there knocking on his door for gold and platinum. So he'll be, knowing Dave and Gene, they're going to be just as happy as I am to see you do that. I'm really excited to know that you're going to be at the National Convention. You're a great asset to our team, and so thank you very much.
Thank you again, Mr. Moore. I appreciate being on the call. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Rollins, thank you very much, and it's good to hear a lot of your team members, your new team members, on the call tonight. Did Mr. Dave Hall or Mr. Mark Cutty get on? All right, I guess we weren't able to get those guys on tonight. We'll just save them for next week. Great recruiting stories that we have there to share with everyone. Again, I want to remind everyone about the recruiting webinar that we're going to be doing Wednesday. Just go to prepaidwebinar.com website, and you can simply register right there. Simple process. It's a great recruiting tool. It's a great exposure with a live Q&A at the very end for your guests. We've had phenomenal success. We've been doing these now for several weeks, and we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the calls, and I don't know how many guests. It's hundreds of guests, I guess, have been on the calls, too, getting a lot of positive feedback. Just remember, it's just an additional way to expose your prospects to prepaid legal. We still do everything that we've ever done in the past. This is just an additional exposure, but it is a great exposure because it's a, you can see them with the webinar, you can hear them, and, of course, it is live. So we appreciate all the people that have been helping with those webinars, especially Mr. Kyle Kimbrell, Mr. Tony Hughes, Jeff Hughes, Chris Hughes. All the Hughes family have been doing an outstanding job helping us along those lines. I want to remind everyone that tonight's call has been recorded, and it is up on our website. If you have not registered for the Oklahoma City Convention, we request that you go ahead and do that as soon as possible. Also, when you're on the moresuccessteam.com website, go ahead and register for the More Success Team breakout session. We've been working on those awards all week long. Great recognition. We're going to be recognizing the top producers and recruiters and the people that opened the most scripts for 2008 and Players Club members and rising stars. So it'll be a great event. You don't want to miss it. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Well, thank you, Randy. And I want to tell everybody that Mr. John Hale himself will be our guest speaker on the 9 o'clock call next week. And, of course, Mr. Bob Griffin at the 8 o'clock call will be going over to small business. He's, in fact, he's out writing one tonight. He might be on the call by now, but he was out earlier at a visit with him. And, you know, Randy, recently I went down to Plano, Texas to a gentleman named Mark Douglas. I had a PBR in his house there. We recruited him three brand-new first-level associates, sold four memberships, and we're adding people all over the United States. Our team is in Canada to the team, so our team's exploding. I want to congratulate the team. Had a great increase on production and recruiting above January of 2008, so we're starting 2009 off on the right track. So we want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight, saying God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.